This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand
up. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the biggest news in the last year of mainstream media propaganda with no proof that Donald Trump is a Russian agent. This is incredible. More and more Democrats like Dennis Kucinich, who are actually respectable, I don't agree with their politics, but they're not evil people, have come out and said the deep state is trying to take Trump out. Colonel Schaefer has said it. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional lawyer and big Democrat, big liberal, is saying this is totally criminal. This is dangerous. Even if you believe Comey's supposed memo, this is not obstruction of justice. What is obstruction of justice is what Comey's done. That's the big breaking news. Any way you look at what I'm about to break here, this has been blurbed a few times online. It's got no attention. One of our producers, Matt, brought it to my attention. It is incredible. We've been scrambling this morning just looking at this over and over again and looking at the dates. This is incontrovertible. This is open and shut on Comey. Either the memo's fake and whoever released it from the FBI is lying, or the media's lying and it doesn't exist and the FBI hasn't come out and said that that's a lie. And the FBI is letting this fake leak come out with totally made-up bogus info. That wouldn't be the first time. It's happened multiple times just this week so far with the whole Russia intel claim that wasn't true about laptop bombs. So listen to me carefully. Here's the big news. James Comey, I'm going to play the clip in a moment, in the Senate Judiciary Committee on May 3rd, that's months after the supposed February meeting with the president, and the February phone calls where they had just dismissed Flynn, and he said reportedly, gee, I hope you can see your way to not keep this going. Trump says he never said that. Trump said, watch out, I've got tapes. And it just broke. Kip Daniels, Infowars.com, breaking. Comey caught committing perjury to Congress? Question mark. Comey's February memo contradicts May 3rd Senate testimony. And I would just say Comey's reported February memo, because he hadn't denied it. Like, he pretty much says he's done it. He wants to testify, though, as a government agent next week, not as a citizen. I guess he wants immunity. But again, my brain is just burning with all the angles here. Let me say it very, very simply. Comey testified May 3rd to the Senate committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, that there was no outside influence and that Trump had not been trying to influence the Russia investigation and that the FBI had not been told to stand down. This is months after he reportedly meets with Trump in person and writes this memo where Trump tried to encourage him to drop any type of stuff going forward against Flynn. So is the memo fake and the FBI leader is going along with the lie? Did he really do the memo and it's true Trump did it, but then Comey perjured himself to Congress and said he hadn't been influenced or nobody tried to influence him? Any way you slice it, they have been caught in red-handed perjury and fraud and lies. The lesser of is the FBI knows the memo is fake and doesn't exist and has let somebody put out a fake leak and let the lie go out there in an attempt to bring down the president. That's the lesser crime, and it's serious. There's so many crimes there it makes your head spin. Or Comey did have the meeting, did do the memo, and perjured himself to Congress. Or the memo's perjury. There's no way out of this now. No way out. You're about to find out about the providence and the luck of the United States of America, because God loves children, drunks, and the United States of America. Good thing I've got all three of those covered. I'm just joking. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. But I tell you, they're going to have a lot of trouble covering this one up, and it's hiding in plain view. We're going to play you the video clip that sinks the whole lie on the other side of this break, and we've got just so much giant news. It's redonkulous.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The attempts to sabotage our republic will not be met with silence. We are resisting. We are the resistance to globalism. We are the rebirth of the Republic, the rebirth of America. We are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for joining us. Big demonstration at the FCC in D.C. today by Occupy the FCC that wants Obama's so-called net neutrality. That is an internet takeover. Oh, we're all for net neutrality. They just call their net neutrality takeover net neutrality. It's not net neutrality. Just like North Korea is called the Democratic Republic of North Korea, it's not democratic. They don't have elections. FCC kicks off effort to roll back net neutrality rules, which aren't net neutrality rules. It's what Obama put in to take over the internet as if it's a, quote, public utility and regulated. Are there dangers under this new FCC proposal for control? Absolutely. That's the nature of government. But the Democrats have dumbed it down that we just want net neutrality, and Alex Jones is against it. And so what are they out there doing? There are signs up on InfoWars.com. We have the article. We've tweeted it. Ban InfoWars. Hashtag net neutrality. Story is up on Infowars.com. Ban Infowars, hashtag net neutrality. And then here's another one. Ban Breitbart. Ban drugs. They've got the communist red fist there. Ban drugs. There's images of that. And then we've got the official organization saying that they would be there as part of Occupy, the FCC. We're camping out day and night on the FCC's doorstep to defend net neutrality and keep the Internet free from discrimination and slow lanes. And the discrimination they want banned is Matt Drudge. There you go. And then we send a crew out there. We find the tweets online. Word is some of the locals who have a crew that's going to have some HD footage uploaded soon, because this is just happening as we speak. Net neutrality protesters leave messages on doors in FCC chairman's neighborhood. This is the type of harassment that's going on. Net neutrality protesters rickroll Trump's FCC chairman. So, they're for free speech. They want Drudge and InfoWars and Breitbart banned. Aren't they sweet? Aren't they nice? Aren't they cute? And it's a bunch of communists out there, of course, that are doing all this. The alt-left targets Ajit Pai, who has explained that the Obama's takeover of the FCC with the law that's still in place ends the freedom that we have on the Internet. It brings FCC control. Now, before I get back into that huge story, here is the gigantor news. And I want to be clear. I'm not going after the former head of the FBI, Mueller, because I've got some axe to grind with him. I've got a lot of sources, like Dr. Corsi that's coming on later, that thinks this is a good idea and that he'll do a good job, and then he's this patriot and war hero from Vietnam and the rest of it. And then I've got other people that are really concerned about his connection to the Bushes and the aftermath of 9/11 and the cover-ups that happened there. That doesn't matter to me when it comes to this case. I'm going to coldly look at him as this special counsel, they were calling it a special prosecutor, over what the president has called is the most unfair treatment of a president ever, and I totally agree. Look at the crimes of the Clintons. Look at the crimes of Obama. Look at them just engaging in all this insane anti-American behavior, funding ISIS, funding Al-Qaeda, Benghazi. The list just goes on and on. Opening our borders outside of law, violating the law, not even testing people for diseases coming in. It goes on and on. Targeting with the IRS Christians and conservatives and libertarians and veterans groups and admitting in their own memos they're going after people for their ideology. This makes Nixon look like an angel. And I don't defend some of the stuff Nixon did. But on a Richter scale, it's like a 0.00 or, you know, point whatever. It doesn't even show up. And with Obama, it was like a 9 on the Richter scale. So what business does the FBI have doing this to President Trump when all these months into these investigations, even the Reuters today admitted no evidence of Russian collusion. There's nothing there. With the Clintons, they're in bed with the Russians. It's crazy. The uranium deals, the energy deals, the secret meetings, all the things they claim Trump did. Now, here comes the trillion-pound gorilla on Mueller. Former director Robert Mueller. Here's the big news. He testified, I'm going to play the clip here in a moment, to the Senate Judiciary Committee on May 3rd. We have links to the full testimony on InfoWars.com. And they ask him, under oath, and as a federal employee under the executive branch, they ask him, has anybody tried to influence this investigation? Has anybody from the Trump administration or connected to him tried to get you to drop this? And he said, no. And, of course, he goes into the same arguments that, oh, Loretta Lynch, you know, just had a general discussion with Clinton, but it wasn't about anything specific. It was just people's opinions about cases. Well, see, that's the issue. Trump, he really did say this in the memo, is saying, well, I hope you can see it through, you know, in your work that he hadn't anything, because I don't think he's done anything. I think he's a good guy. And then Comey says, yeah, he is a good guy. Plus, the president, with his executive power, could order him not to. He can release any intelligence he wants. He's not above the law, though. He's got to be executing it for the Constitution, for the Republic, for the people, under his duly sworn powers. Then if Congress thinks he's gone too far, they have to move with the investigation. They have to vote for the investigation in the House and have the investigation in the Senate. That's the impeachment process. But Jonathan Turley and other top Democrat lawyers have come out and said, listen, we don't particularly like some of his politics, but the deep state's after him. And even if this memo's real, this is not obstruction of justice by any means. And Turley, there's an article on Infowars.com, runs through all of it. So we've got former Black Ops commander coming out saying that deep state's coming after Trump, trying to overthrow him. The president's at war. The country's in a civil war. We've got Kucinich coming out saying the deep state's trying to destroy Trump. We got Dana Bash bragging on CNN saying, quote, this is the deep state. You know how to get back, even if you're the president. You've got Chuckie Schumer saying the same thing. So these people admit they're trying to bring the president down for political power. They're trying to hijack the country. They're trying to ignore our election. They're trying to overthrow an elected president. They admit it. They call themselves the resistance. I'm the resistance to the globalists hijacking our country, not to our own government. But see, they are because they're the outside power, everything they claim Trump is. But they're the well-organized globalist EU, NWO banking power, the TPP, the IMF, the World Bank, everything Trump's pulling us out of. So, the big news here, any way you slice this, Comey, and I'm about to play the clip, says there was not outside influence trying to make us obstruct justice. Then this memo gets released, or leaked, not even the specifics of it, not even all the details, but the basics. We don't know if that memo's even real, but the FBI isn't saying it's false. There's no discussion of how it's a criminal leak, as usual. So either it's a fake memo, and the media's cooked this up, and the deep state and the liberal FBI segments have done this, and that's a fraud, or Comey perjured himself to Congress on May 3rd by saying Trump didn't try to obstruct justice in his view. Or the memo is made up and Comey did it, and then he told the truth in front of Congress under oath. I mean, any way you look at it, they're lying. Any way you look at it, the FBI, the mainstream media, the corporate media, they've all gone along with this memo probably being real and that Comey really did this and he's ready to testify to Congress. They've not been denying it. They just don't want to go to jail for leaking it. So did Comey cook this up? Did he exaggerate in his notes? Did he lie to Congress? Any way you look at it, it's a fraud. Any way you look at it, it's a lie. Now, Comey may not be guilty of this, but somebody is. I ask, is he guilty of perjury? Well, through this leaked memo, with no providence or where it came from, and without the full details, Comey right now is hanging his butt out there if he doesn't come out and clarify this, and is entering perjury, is entering deception, any way you look at it, against the Congress, against the American people, against the president, and against this republic. We're going to have some constitutional experts on later in the day and see if they can find fault with what I've said, but I don't think you can. Because he tells them May 3rd, months after he writes this memo, after he met with the president, that night he wrote it, he said, they say, because he was so shocked by it. But Comey doesn't say it. His surrogates say it. And then a few months later, he tells Congress, no, he didn't see any attempts to influence it or obstruction of justice. So which one is it? And remember, they said, oh, we've been spying on Trump. We know he's talking to the Russians. We know he's selling people out. We know he's doing bad stuff. And then Trump calls him and says, well, that's an illegal leak. And they go, we never said we were wiretapping you. We never said we were listening to you. And you're like, wait a minute, you've been all over the newspapers and TV saying it. Oh, no, we haven't. You're crazy. So this is a circular logic they've been involved in the whole time, where they put out that they have all this surveillance, or they have these memos, or the Russians are planting listening devices, or Trump gave out classified info, or Trump got pee-peed on in a hotel room. And every time it's a load of horse manure. So here is Comey when he was director of the FBI, May 3rd, to the Judiciary Committee of the Senate. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
If we were told to stop something for a political reason, that would be a big deal, and I've not seen it in my experience. But now, we got this ghost memo, and they're calling for the impeachment of the president.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
FBI, under federal law, if they have a memo or one of these reports filed by one of their agents or one of their directors, has a digital trace number. And, of course, the FBI just keeps hanging out there, letting the rumor float around that the president said, hey, I politically want you to shut this down. which if people know Trump, they say he wouldn't say. A lot of members of Congress are saying they don't buy this. A lot of Democrats are saying they don't buy it. But it doesn't matter because it's all part of the steady stream of lies. And that's why Trump said days before Comey's surrogates released this story about this memo, this ghost memo, that Trump said, you better watch what you do, buddy boy, because there might be tapes. And you know there's tapes in the White House. And you know there's tapes in the telephone conversations. So with Trump, they've got somebody ready to fight back. And the word is most of the FBI does not like the corrupt leadership that protected the Clintons and Obama. And Comey was a big part of that. He was involved in the big bank that was involved, HSBC and all the money laundering. I mean, it's just incredible. He's got that Leave It to Beaver act going on, but he's really Eddie Haskell. And, you know, gee, Mrs. Cleaver, sorry, we're going to let all these Islamists in. Oh, gee, sorry about the Arab Spring. Oh, gee, sorry about Obama ordering the borders open. We did nothing. Oh, sorry, about Bill Clinton and stealing all the money from the Haitian refugees or all the pedophilia going on. Oh, gee, Mrs. Cleaver, sorry, we can't do that. Now, here comes Mueller, who doesn't have that much baggage, but still involve the deep state. We got Dr. Corsi joining us. He seems to think this is a good move that was done by the Deputy Attorney General to change the subject off these diversions. But the problem is Trump's going around saying he doesn't like it, and it's a witch hunt, and that this has never happened to a president that hadn't done anything like him. And why didn't this happen to the Clintons or Obama? And he's absolutely right. So with Trump, you're really getting a very truthful guy who is very upset. It's normal to meet with high-level Russians when you're the main person running for president and the nominee. And Kushner did meet with the ambassador. That ambassador's at those dinners and events. Attorney General had to recuse himself because he had two meetings as a senator in the year previous with the Russian minister, the Russian ambassador. That's totally normal. In fact, it came out that Pelosi had something like 30 that year previous during the campaign, and that Sessions had only had two or three. Because the guy goes around asking for things. That's what an ambassador does. And when you're on these committees, you get visits from them. But they're acting like now the president has them to the White House. It's bad. And they're also acting like if Trump goes and meets Putin, which he should have already done, he needs to go at this. He needs to go meet with Putin, laugh about it, make a joke about it, because it is a joke. But more importantly, he needs to change the subject onto the fact that Comey is the one, through his surrogates, that either put out a fake memo or he's letting people make up memos that don't exist completely, and the whole story's just made up. Either the memo's fake or the whole memo story is made up, and Comey's just letting that hang out there as a lie, but he didn't do it, or he perjured himself to Congress. Those are the three things. The memo's either fake, and the media and the FBI and the deep state, the Democrats and Republican establishment are going along with it. That's one. Or the memo itself is real, but it's fake. Or the memo is real, and it really happened. I guess there's four things. Or he perjured himself to Congress. I mean, there are the different possibilities they cannot cook up anymore. So, either Trump didn't ever say this and Comey told the truth there and the memo doesn't exist, or the memo exists and it's fake and Comey's lying either in the memo or on the stand. He's contradicted himself. Let's play the clip one more time. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
That's just incredible, isn't it? Good luck, Comey, getting out of that one, buddy. Good luck. Bill Clinton got Trump elected because he was dumb enough to go on that airplane, and then Comey had to come out and at least tell part of the truth to have any credibility to the FBI. And that was the beginning of the end, though, wasn't it, Comey? Because we've caught your tail in a rat trap.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
During the break, I was working on a tweet, but ran out of time running back here on air. Something we have to add the link into it before we send it out. That has ongoing updates concerning Comeygate and his perjury that is becoming more and more evident. We have Chuckie Schumer 2 days ago, one of the most brazen, arrogant people that I've ever seen in my life, a literal cartoon villain, hopping around saying, you know, impeach Trump, having his surrogates push for it, just a red terror of control and anti-Americanism. We've got him up there praising the Comey memo that it's real and it's true. And he's on those different important committees that have oversight. He's the ranking Democrat now in the Senate. And he's running around praising the Comey memo. Because, see, oh, they're saying it's real. They're saying Comey really did it. He's ready to testify, but only with immunity. Remember when Flynn wanted immunity? He was the biggest criminal ever. But when Comey wants it, it's no big deal. He wants to testify as a FBI agent, as the director, not as a citizen. And he's now been caught on May 3rd saying no one tried to influence the FBI, that that would be a big deal. Schumer challenges Trump. If Comey memo is wrong, prove it. He wants the tapes the president has. Well, that's a separation of powers between the legislative and the executive, and you know that, don't you, you little tyrant? The Wicked Witch of D.C. We're going to play that clip and then play the Comey clip again. If you just joined us, Kit Daniels has the big breaking news on Infowars.com, hiding in plain view, May 3rd. Senate Judiciary Committee, the full testimony's up there, the full transcript on Infowars.com. We'll show you Kit Daniels' article. It's red-linked on Infowars.com right now. Breaking, Comey caught committing perjury to Congress? Question mark. Comey's May 3rd Senate testimony contradicts reported February memo. And they're now saying that memo is his, but they don't want to show us the actual details of it. They just want to paraphrase what's in it. At most, it's the president saying he's a good guy, he didn't do anything. This witch hunt needs to end. But, you know, I hope you can see it to do that. I mean, I hope in your investigation it ends that way. I hope this guy's innocent. That's not obstruction of justice. Plus, he's the president. There's a higher standard of obstruction of justice when it's his own agency he controls. And Jonathan Turley, the big liberal professor, is out in the news today saying that. And so is everybody else, because it's a fact. So the president didn't do anything, and he sure didn't commit all the crimes of the Clintons and all the rest of the garbage they've been involved in. But they're everywhere saying impeach, 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 and the seediest Democrats ever, with investigations on almost all of them for all the big city corruption they're involved in, they're running around saying bring us the head of Donald J. Trump on a platter, and MSM saying killing. Oh, and then even talk show hosts who have late-night shows on TV are having to apologize and say, I'm so sorry I ever was nice to Trump and ever, you know, rubbed on his hair and showed it was real. I don't like him. Please don't fire me. Please don't take my job. And then Allen just lost his TV show. Tim Allen. He can't believe he lost his show, but they said because you're political. You're supporting free speech. We don't do that. And then we have footage today from the FCC in D.C. at the Occupy the FCC event with the Democrats and the communists. They're there in their communist outfits, their red fists, their red bandanas, with Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and Breitbart.com signs saying, ban us. And then their official literature says, ban hate. That's the net neutrality of Obama. That's the Soros-funded net neutrality. We're taking the Internet over, the FCC is, and the Democrats are, to keep it safe. So Hillary intended to do all this when she got in. She said she was, but see, Trump got in there, but the deep state said, we don't care. We're going to just move forward right now. So we've got this special counsel, special prosecutor, they're calling it both, that they've put in there, Robert Mueller, we'll see, former FBI director before James Comey. But the big news is Chuckie Schumer says the memo's real, but nobody gets to see a copy of it but the Washington Post and the New York Times. And then we've got Comey. We've got Comey in his testimony. I want to play that first. May 3rd, hiding in plain view, Senate Judiciary Committee, saying no one tried to influence the investigation. That'd be a big deal, and no one. This is him 2 months later. 3 months later. February, he's meeting with them repeatedly. February. March, April, May. 2.5 months later. On May 3rd, he's in there telling him on C-SPAN 2 to the committee that it's just ridiculous. He's never heard of such a thing. While he's got a memo, he's filed that his surrogates are shopping around and saying that's intent is obstruction of justice. And he's ready to testify to Congress as long as he gets immunity. When we have him dead in the water, So the minute he says that memo is real, and the minute he interprets it as an attempt to obstruct justice, he has now committed perjury on one end or the other. Here is Chucky Schumer.
On the topic of Mr. Comey, if the president has tapes of his conversation with Mr. Comey, we ought to be able to review those tapes as well to see if the president pressured the FBI director to shut down an active investigation. The Times reported that Mr. Comey kept contemporaneous memos of his conversations with the president, and Mr. Comey has a reputation for accuracy in those memos.
Oh. Okay, so this is a real memo, and of course they've been saying that for days, but I just want to get it clear. The leading Democrat in the Senate says it's real, and it's accurate. It's like the word of God, like Moses took it down from Mount Sinai. Okay, this is from the ex-cathedra. This is like from the Pope. This is absolutely the word of God. So he perjured himself. In the words of Darth Vader, I have you now. Now let's go to the clip we're talking about that's on InfoWars.com that needs to go mega viral right now. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
Not happened. The FBI director at the time. Not happened. And again, it's on InfoWars. We're also going to tweet it out on my regular Real Alex Jones. Former FBI director has perjured himself. That is absolutely critical. I have tweeted this at Real Donald Trump. At Real Donald Trump bombshell, Comey caught perjuring himself to Congress, contradicts own memo, no one trying to block Russia investigation. May 3rd, 2.5 months after the personal meeting where he puts out this memo saying it, caught red-handed, perjuring himself to Congress, perjuring himself to Congress, perjuring himself to Congress, perjuring himself, caught perjuring. Ladies and gentlemen, we need this. This just went out. This needs 10,000 retweets. And I know I came to Twitter late. I never really promote Twitter. I'm trying to do it more. Paul Watson has a huge following. He has more impressions than the BBC does. I need to call Paul and ask him to retweet this. Everyone needs to retweet the tweet at Real Alex Jones right now, at Donald Trump, and at the FBI, and at local radio stations, and everybody you know. We need to get a red siren on Drudge Report about this. I never asked Drudge to do that. Or somebody else can write the story. I don't even want the credit. I just want to defeat this, ladies and gentlemen, because this is such a big deal. Now, joining us to talk about a battle plan to strike back against this, defeating the deep state, mainstream media planning coup d'etat, counterintelligence, step one, change the subject. Colonel Schaefer's come out and said the same thing's happening. Dennis Kucinich has come out and said the same thing. This is mainline. This is happening. Dana Bash admits that's the plan, but she's pushing it like it's a good thing. Trump comes out and says it's so unfair. Trump claims no politician in history has been treated worse in commencement speech. He's absolutely right. And then now we have Comey saying there was no effort to halt the investigation 2 months after he puts out an internal memo saying the opposite, reportedly. Wow. The arrogance, the stupidity. I guess he thought he'd never need to use that fake memo. That was just some kind of little weird insurance policy Comey, cooked up, famous FBI tactic. Well, FBI is getting caught in its own tactics. And again, most of the FBI is not bad people. A lot of them are listeners. They've helped us with good intel on stuff. They can't stand Comey. And Comey is really getting caught up in this, because we know with these special prosecutors, they never get you for what they claim they were going after. It's always something else somebody else did. So that's why Trump is upset about the new special investigator or special counsel, special prosecutor. I've heard all three names, because he knows he's done nothing wrong. And he's saying, why not the Clintons? Why not Obama? Why me? But then folks like Corsi have told me privately, no, You know, this changes the subject. There's nothing there. And now it takes it away from the Democrats, so they can't make it political. Now, we also have another story on Drudge that's a Paul Joseph Watson article that we're going to get to. Police department stocking up on riot gear in preparation for Summer of Rage. Soros has doubled the amount of money for the anti-police, anti-free market, anti-Trump people. Believe me, they're in my face all over the place when I'm on the streets of Austin. So things are escalating quickly. To break all of this down is Dr. Jerome Corsi. What a time, Doc, to be alive and to be seeing all this unfold. First off, and we'll hold you in the next hour if you can, because we've got a lot of angles to cover here. What do you make of the Comey testimony surfacing and the fact that this has been hiding in plain view for the last week with really nobody else pointing it out?
Well, I think Comey has a serious problem in that he's made it clear in testimony under oath to Congress that there was no interference politically in his investigation. And clearly the investigation has continued. So there's no effort, and there's going to be no documentation that President Trump did anything to really stop the investigation. I can show you things that Richard Nixon did to stop various actions of Congress, etc. This is dramatically different. And the conversation that President Trump had with Comey in the White House, first of all, we only have one side of that conversation recorded. And if President Trump only said, please, is there any way you can let up on? That's very different from, I'm ordering you to stop the investigation. That order was not.
Well, plus he said, if you believe the memo, see your way. Your way means your investigation. See it your way, where it's in the right. I don't think he's done anything wrong. He's a great guy. Yeah, he's a great guy. But even if that memo's real, they've let the media put out that this is some type of obstruction of justice, so they're guilty of slandering and defaming the president and allowing a lie to be put out based on his memo when he's perjured himself saying that he doesn't believe that's what it is. So either way you slice it, it's defamation, it's sedition, it's disinformation campaigns against the president with the colluding media, or he's perjured himself. Which is it?
Well, and I think you're right. And what I'm pointing out in this article is that, you know, and how they can compete against this disinformation campaign, because the entire Russian collusion is classic disinformation. It's a lie. There's no basis for it, and there's no evidence.
Here's an example. I was watching a Newsweek clips this morning on YouTube, and I was watching Washington Post video clips, and they're all saying even Sessions got caught working with the Russians and tried to cover it up, so he had to recuse himself. He never got caught. He never did anything wrong. So they're just lying on every front.
Well, that's the whole purpose of the MEM. It's designed to continue its life, even against news and proof that there's no evidence. Now, the first article that I wrote made the point that you do not beat a propaganda campaign, this kind of misinformation, by truth. In other words, proof that there is no evidence is not going to stop the Democrats from saying, oh, but we might find evidence. We're going to investigate, keeping it alive. Now, by appointing a special counselor, different than special prosecutor, limited power, special counsel, is that all these questions now have to be referred into the Justice Department.
So that's more fake news when the media kept calling it a special prosecutor.
It's not a special prosecutor. It's a special counselor. A very different distinction. Mueller's authorities do not include prosecution.
It's advisory.
It includes investigation only. He's there to counsel the Department of Justice as to what he finds, and he might be able to call a grand jury, but that's different from prosecuting. If it's going to be prosecuted, that's up to the Department of Justice, not up to Mueller. Now, Mueller, in doing this, this puts the issue, the propaganda issue, is now in a proper jurisdiction where truth does matter. And Mueller is going to be able to distinguish between conversations that were held in the normal course of business and collusion. Collusion is going to be very hard to prove.
Sure, because they spent it. I mean, take Sessions. He met in the year before during the campaign, but not as a part of the campaign, with the Russian ambassador to the United States. Totally normal. Pelosi met 30-plus times the same year. said she didn't, but got caught on her own records and on video doing it. But that's normal. And of course, Sessions went, I didn't lie. Of course, I met with him on the Intelligence Committee, but I didn't, or the Armed Services Committee, but I didn't meet with him on the campaign trail in that capacity. It's a different hat. But then the media plays games with that. Mueller will be tied to what the law is and the legal specifics, not just this overblown MSM lie.
Yeah, because see, now the innuendo, which in the court of public opinion would have kept the propaganda memo alive, to Mueller is going to be inconsequential, because Mueller will distinguish based upon law that in the order course of business, Nancy Pelosi, many others met with the Russian ambassador. It's no crime to meet with the Russian ambassador, but the crime here would have to constitute some very strict standards of proof. In other words, that there was a plan that was perpetrated to somehow or other
influence the government for money or other goods. Yeah, you'd have to be selling the country out somehow, not meeting with the Russian ambassador. That doesn't mean anything.
With the goal of throwing the election to Donald Trump away from Hillary Clinton. Now, first of all, even if the emails are out there, there's no proof that the emails affected anybody's vote. So that's a big problem in proving collusion legally. Number two, you've got the issue that it looks like this Rich Seth, the DNC operative that was killed, was the one who released the emails.
We're going to come back and talk about that more, and the Democrats wanting to openly ban InfoWars. Stay with us.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he
inaugural Donald Trump bombshell, Comey caught perjuring himself to Congress, contradicts his own memo, says no one trying to block Russia investigation. We should probably get that 30-second clip itself and upload it to Twitter on our Periscope and actually embed it as a new tweet. We need this to go mega viral. We need everyone to retweet this. It's incredible. We can get 1 million, 2 million views easily on a Facebook video. Same thing on YouTube. I have always been weak on Twitter. Paul Watson has dominated it. I need everybody's help. This is a war, folks. And so many people go, oh, you know, Trump's not perfect, so I'm abandoning him. This is when Trump needs our support. The globalists hate him. He killed TPP. He's brought trillions back to our country. He's building a wall. The illegals are down 43% coming in. He got a conservative appointed. They're going to try to reverse everything if they have their way. Just briefly, we fund this operation with high-quality products, and it's spent years, in the last 7 years, we've spent a lot of time, but really the last 2 years, trying and testing to get a super high-quality line of personal care products. And then finally, because so many companies weren't as the high quality they said they were, or it was too expensive, or they didn't want to work with us. This is one of the top brands in the country, private label by us, now called Imrix Essentials. The deodorant, the sunscreen, the shampoo, all of it. Just take the organic mouthwash, 10-to-1 concentrate, ounce for ounce, the same as other organic mouthwashes, but at 10 times less money. Because it's concentrated 10-to-1, but a little splash in your glass of water, really strong mouthwash, herbal, really powerful. No reviews yet because we just started selling this 2 days ago, but this is private labeled. A brand that's been around for more than 20 years. The owner is a great patriot. He's working with us. This is so exciting. Everybody at the office that has tried this loves it. My family has used it. They cannot believe how good it is. It's 20% off than the national brand in stores. Not just national brands, but the very brand in stores. And then 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Other stuff we have is 10%. I want you to see how great this is. That equals 45% off on Imrix Essentials out of the gate. And that way you get it each month or every 3 months, 4 months, however you want to sign up. You can quit AutoShip anytime. So you could, you know, go sign up, get the 45% off, and then, you know, cancel not getting it the next month if you want. But I hope you'll stay with us because we need the funding to build this independent media operation. You see how we're under attack because we are having an effect, because we have the sources, and because we're not cowards, we'll tell the truth. Imrix Essentials, organic mouthwash, 10-to-1, natural herbal body wash, shampoo, the natural zinc oxide that's not nano, so it doesn't go through your skin and become toxic. It's the best out there. Very, very low prices. Natural deodorant without the heavy metals or without the other garbage or additives or the aluminum. Or the titanium. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're selling Trump is my president new navy blue shirts at cost, even though the Trump shirts have gotten popular again as people see he's embattled and they see him firing Comey. We're selling them at cost to flood the streets with them to stand up against the anti-free speech garbage, you name it. $4.95, whether it's a small or an XXXL. Quite frankly, that's below cost because an XXXL costs like $6. The average shirt costs like $4.50. So, again, that's at cost, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Three different variants. Trump is my president. Trump Pence 2020. Keeping America great again with InfoWars.com on the back and the right shoulder. All right, whatever you do, spread the article, spread the videos, because when we come back for the next 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to try to give our guests the floor to roll out the battle plan to strike back against this disinfo campaign by deep state. It's all coming up in the second hour. Please spread the word. It's an info war. Please retweet. Please retweet that tweet we put out at Trump so he knows about the perjury. We have Comey if you move.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet.